Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Welcome to today's program. Well, the investigation into the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump continues, and there are two crooks, the Thomas Matthew crooks, who attempted to murder Donald Trump, and then you have the crooks that are trying to cover up Thomas Matthew crooks. Before a shooting, Crooks' parents contacted the law enforcement earlier on Saturday morning, hours before he attempted to shoot the president. So already, the plot thickens. Why would they contact the law enforcement? The assassin's mother and father told the local police that Crooks was missing and they were concerned about his welfare. It's amazing. He's probably been missing months before. There was no concern about his being absent. Now he's missing. They're concerned about his welfare. And they didn't mention whether or not they knew that the AR-15 was missing. Both of these parents, I discussed yesterday that they are, both of them I find out today, are both licensed as professional counselors in Pennsylvania. They both received their social work licenses in 2002. I don't know. Truth is stranger than fiction. So this is what happens. They were concerned that he was missing. Too much, too crazy for me. Then Biden is being thrown to the curb, and the bus is coming. It looks like the whole group of the guard, Nancy Pelosi. This is out of Google, Politico, actually. Pelosi told Biden, "You're dragging down Democrats." An ally of the former House Speaker said she would do everything in her power to get Biden off the Democratic ticket. The exchange between President Biden and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi underscores a new, increasingly public phase of the push to remove Biden from the Democratic ticket. This was by the AP, Alex Brandon. She told Biden last week that she and the Democratic lawmakers worry that he's dragging down the party. In an interview, candid confrontation that came amid mounting pressure on Biden to end his reelection campaign. Pelosi also warned Biden some Democratic lawmakers would start to grow louder in their griping about his political weakness, his weaknesses. According to two people that were close to Pelosi, the speaker does not want to call on him to resign, but she will do everything in her power to make sure it happens, this individual stated, referring to Biden, quitting the race. A second Pelosi ally, in blunt terms, states, nothing subtle about Nancy. She starts with the question, what's it take to win, then works backwards. The exchange between Biden and Pelosi underscores a new and increasing public phase of the push to remove Biden from the Democratic ticket. Senior Democrats had hoped to address the matter privately. Pelosi herself certainly advised members to try to do so, at least for a time, while she criticizes him publicly. News of Pelosi's conversation with Biden was first reported by CNN hours after ABC News reporter reported that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told Biden in two separate conversations it would be best for the country for him to end the campaign. So it appears as if the arm twisting has begun. It's begun. They're twisting arms. Joe Biden's arm. Also, it appears as if that Joe Biden is open now, receptive to being replaced by Kamala Harris in another article out of the Gateway Pundit. So he is receptive to being replaced by Kamala. So you go from the frying pan into the fire. According to CNN, Joe Biden is being replaced or is being receptive to calls for him to step aside and allow Kamala Harris to replace him. CNN dropped this news report after Biden announced he's canceling his campaign event in Las Vegas because he has the flu, COVID. The man is, it is evident, has been evident, that he is not physically or mentally fit to continue as the imposter president. Rick Rodriguez, President Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. And I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on America's Freedom Network, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts will be on the radio site, 1360khnc.com, for both hours, and on America's Freedom Network for hour one will be on the podcast section. Weeknights, 6 to 7, the first hour is aired on AM 1360, KHNC Radio, from our towers in northern Colorado, which will also be streamed again at 6 o'clock at 1360khnc.com. With Joe Biden, the handwriting has been on the wall, but the Democrat Party, they don't really have a solid lineup. They don't know. Gavin Newsom is basically out of the mix. There had been talk about from Colorado. What is his name? I have Pelosi on my mind. Jared Polis. Too close. Polis and Pelosi. Wonder if they're related. Doubt it. Possibly Polis. They don't have an A team presently. They don't have a B team. They're having to go to the dugout to try to figure out how are they going to pull out this election season. They cannot beat Donald Trump. Don't believe the polls that you see. Donald Trump has gained so much momentum that the Democrat Party, they're frantic. This is why Pelosi is basically not asking or requesting Biden drop out. She's demanding, as well as all those close to the president or to Biden. They're going to the dugout, hoping to put a team together. Kamala Harris, she's been at the plate. She's striking out. Everything she does is a laughing matter. So Kamala, now Biden is thinking that possibly he would step aside and allow her to step in. I doubt it. I don't think so. She's way too weak. He is flying back to Delaware. He couldn't continue in Las Vegas because he has COVID. It's pretty convenient that all of a sudden he'd get COVID. He looked fine. He got out of the vehicle and walked up the stairs. He had to stop a couple of times to take a breath. So inside the Democrat Party, there is anger, panic, after the assassination on the debate night when Donald Trump, I'd read these humorous posts that Trump was being indicted for assassinating Trump, Biden in front of the world, and also assassinating the Democratic Party. So on the Hill, private conversations, according to some of the reports, he's being receptive to the thought that he should allow Kamala to be the candidate to be president. Chuck Schumer and, again, Hakeem Jeffries, they're working behind the scenes to sabotage Biden. Chuck Schumer, and they're convinced that the DNC needs to delay its presidential nomination vote. These votes were going to be possibly an early vote here in July. They've decided absolutely no way. They're going to wait till August. So they're going to wait till then. Which, between now and then, according to this article out of Gateway Pundit, that leaves room for a coup or a coup, a chicken coop. The chickens, there's got to be a, what do you call it, the pecking hen. So there's a bunch of chickens in the coop, and they're all picking on Joe Biden. He's the picking hen. They're going to the Democratic Party, are in a panic. They're going to the dugout to try to find somebody that they can beat, that can beat Donald Trump. The Democrats, or the Republicans, are very solid in all of the Trump picking J.D. Vance. He's a baby boom generation. He's young. So in the Republican Party, there's also the old guard, the young guard coming in. And assuming Trump wins the election, J.D. Vance is very personable, and should something happen to Trump, that he decides just to retire or step down as president, J.D. Vance becomes the president. Do you understand why there's such a great panic? See, we see what is reported behind the scenes in the way that that world works, is they're saying, okay, Trump wins. Trump is in for 4. Vance will be in for an additional 8. If something happens to Trump, Vance will finish out one term or that term and then have an additional. So you're looking at the end of the plans of the globalists in the Democrat Party. You're looking at the end of all of these globalist objectives. Not saying that there aren't globalists in the Republican Party, which there are, rhinos, but still, right now there isn't a candidate for the Democrats. Now, if the hand of fate doesn't intervene, like I always present, Donald Trump, he's not 10 points ahead of Joe Biden. Let's be realistic. Joe Biden is 30 points behind. 30 points. The Democrats don't want Kamala Harris. She in a debate, do you know what Trump would do to her? Do you remember what Trump did to Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton, if Hillary were to be on a podium with Kamala Harris, Clinton would take her, would shame her. She'd leave the stage in tears. And Trump beat Hillary in that debate. All three debates. 1, 2, 3 strikes, she was out. Trump will do the same thing to Kamala Harris. There'll be no cackling for Kamala. There'll be nothing but sobs, wailing. The Democrats, their only hope, the only individual that could beat Trump and could and would replace Trump is Barack Obama. And in this fiasco happening in the news with Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, you know who's staying away, hiding in the shadows, orchestrating on the phone, visiting with people, helping to direct them? Barry Satoro. He is in the background. He is orchestrating behind the scenes. I don't know what the strategies are, but they have something cooking. They wanted civil war, which would have occurred, but God said no, and Crook was not able to assassinate Trump. The other thought with the assassination with Crooks is that he was just there to just start shooting people at random. This is one of the stories from the Secret Service. He wasn't there necessarily to shoot the president. He was there to take out as many people as he could. This is pretty bizarre. He was just there this was not a presidential assassination. Let's see. I do have an article here to make that point. If I can find it. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Secret Service development. Secret Service community confirmed reports of agency intelligence gathering that supports a theory that rally shooter Thomas Crooks was likely planning to take out people in the crowd in a Las Vegas-style shooting and wasn't initially planning to attempt to assassinate Trump. They have their nerve, don't they? Lie to your face. But he changed his mind after he was scrambling to escape police and climbed onto the roof. Oh, the police were after him now. The authorities, the law enforcement was after him, and he was scrambling to escape, and he climbed onto the roof. There's a cover-up. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcast 1360KHNC.com, to the radio site, internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, to the Present Truth site in the podcast section. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey, everybody. We are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds. And that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Hi, are you suffering from diabetes? Would you like to get off those dangerous medications? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we have a solution where you eat our low-glycemic ancient grain bread and go on our diet plan. Please call me at 954-541-4062 or visit our website, veganbakerymiami.com.
I'm trying to stay linear in my thought process as far as Joe Biden. The battle in the Democrat Party now is shifting away from the Biden machine, and people don't know which direction to whom is it shifting. It is shifting to the hidden power structure in the Democratic Party. The hidden power behind the scenes is the Obama Continuity of Government Agencies, directed by Barry Satoro, his Christian name. It is shifting. We're watching it shift. Biden's machine is now about to crumble's not even the right word. It is being forced. Forced into submission, And we're seeing the exit of Joe Biden, not as imposter president, but the end of his political career, the end of his time in the world, on Earth. It's his sunset, his twilight. And the old Communist Party, the Democrat Communists, are going to exit. And the new, young Bolsheviks, or the Communists, or Socialists, or Fascists, or whatever you want to call them, they are now moving in. Pelosi's going to go away. They're going to replace Pelosi. She is too patterned for power. She's going to go bye-bye. The new Bolsheviks don't want her politics any longer. They don't need her power. She'll interfere with their coming rule. How would I phrase it? Not rule, but it's their time. And now that it is their time, they have a different agenda, different direction, and they don't need the old guards. America is really shifting, changing. There is a brand new, boy, I am really struggling to think of how do I want to present this. America as we know it, the America that we know, is going to change. It would be like Germany before the war, in the years before the war, after World War I, Germany changed. Russia changed with the Bolshevik Revolution. That kind of a change is coming to the United States of America. We're going to become a nation that, well, I can see it, but I don't know how to phrase it. And I do want to take my time and present this to you the way I should. We are on the edge as a nation, and the power structure of this nation, those in power, we are going to be a nation that is going to war with the nations of the world. America, we are going to be, my goodness, I cannot think of the way to phrase this. We're going to a war economy. We are going to war. Donald Trump, the reason he won't be president is because he will cause peace. He will bring about a settlement in Ukraine with Russia. He will do everything possible to stop the conflict in the Middle East. He will once again, like I phrased, I think, earlier this week, he'll visit with Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping will, just at the present time, back away from their objectives, plans for Taiwan. And Trump will be bring in peace. He'll bring peace to the world. The skirmishes, the problems will come to, he'll bring things to an end. He will work with Putin. There will be peace in Ukraine. He'll work with Zelensky. Christ said that there would come a time when there would no longer be rumors of wars. There would be wars. And Christ is saying that in Matthew 24 and in Luke and in Mark, that there would come a time at the end before he returns that the world would be at war. No rumors. The rumors would end. The wars would begin. Trump will keep the wars that America must be involved in. Trump will keep us out of fulfilling prophecy. He has to be replaced with someone who worships war, the spirit of war, the God of war. That will be Barack Obama. The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, 11 to 1, Monday through Friday. Podcast on the radio site, 1360KHNC.com, to the podcast section for The Present Truth.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI-24. That's 888-YREFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
I have many articles I want to present, but the articles are being discussed by other hosts, not only on KHNC radio and here on America's Freedom Network, internetradio.com, or americasfreedomnetwork.com, internet radio. I just can't get to them. I don't feel it is as important as understanding that this election season, in my view, is, and I have been stating this for 3 years, that this will be the last election in this country. Donald Trump, with the momentum that he has, even he's gained more momentum after the assassination attempt. The Republican Party is together for the most part. They are the candidates. Everyone is throwing support for Trump. Elon Musk, the heavy hitters, Tulsi Gabbard, she doesn't have a chance. So she throws in her voting block because she's hoping there is a position for her in the coming administration. And Trump this time has a group of people that are less likely to betray him than the last when he took office initially. Everything is in his favor. Things are moving his direction. The assassination attempt, it caused unity. But in spite of that, America must go to war. The United States of America, according to prophecies in the Bible about America, we are going to go to international war. We pretty much are going to be isolated. We will have the help of the NATO nations for a while. But we as a nation, as an empire, the nations of the world are tired, worn out with America sanctioning their economies, assassinating their leaders, coups in the governments. We are corporations mining the metals and the riches in these countries that are attempting to develop, and they're not. And the next president of this country must take America to war internationally. Donald Trump will not do that. There's only one individual who would be more than willing to take America's militaries anywhere in the world where needed. That is Barack Obama. He's going to be the last president of the United States of America, or leader, or ruler, or power, before the United States is destroyed, the landfill of history. I have all these articles, and I enjoy reading to see what is, you know, what's being spoken via the news. For America to call a draft, once again, conscription of 18 to 26-year-olds, and the registering of the young women, 18 to 26, this is huge, major, phenomenal, in your face. The Department of Defense, conscription, first time since the Vietnam War. The Vietnam War conscription because America had oil fields to develop in the Gulf of Tonkin. This time, the U.S. has mineral riches all over the world. And the rulers of this country, the royals, the rulers of America, the riches of the nations are our inheritance. We are the heir of the world. America has that mentality. We are the heir. We are the only nation that has a right to access all of the wealth of the world. We must go to war. And there must be the drafting of the youth again to fill the empty positions in the branches of the military. This is why we're going to war. America's going to be in war in 2025. From 2025 until the time Christ returns, we will be at war. The world will be at war until Christ returns. The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. I'll return to finish out this hour.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Thank you.
So, I hate to be so drop so much on you on the second date for you new listeners. If you go out on a date with Rick, you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what truth you're going to be presented. Donald Trump is not going to win this election. Donald Trump cannot win this election. In spite of the momentum he has, he cannot replace Joe Biden as president. He won't be able to do it. I know that many of the MAGA and the conservative and even Democrat voters realize that Donald Trump would be the best president in this coming election season. He would get us out of Vietnam. I'm sorry, out of Vietnam. He would get us out of Ukraine, probably have a visit with Benjamin Netanyahu, possibly bring about an end to the conflict. He would once again open up the energy sources. And he would once again visit with the nations of the world, and things would work out better for our economy. He would help bring down inflation. But he will not be president. He cannot win this election. Something is going to happen before. He cannot be assassinated. There's this in the Christian community, there's these people that have dreams that they see a big explosion and Donald Trump in the vicinity of the big explosion, and Donald Trump is assassinated. He dies. Civil war. No. Civil war is coming, but no, not now. It's in the future. It's off in the future. And these people that have these visions that he's going to die, no. Donald Trump cannot be assassinated. The only one who will make the decision as to when Donald Trump leaves this life is God Almighty. And Donald Trump, in the prophecies about Donald Trump, he basically will die of old age, natural causes, but not by the hands of man, not by the plans of man. I'll return to top after the top of the hour. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. For the present truth, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, podcasts on the radio site, 1360KHNC.com, podcast section, present truth.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, Paul tells us, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic power."